This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The money continues to pour into the campaigns both for and against State Proposition 50, which would allow lawmakers to redraw congressional districts, with a recent poll showing that extra money could help decide the race. So, Phil, first off, how are both sides doing when it comes to money?
Well, the yes side, the Democratic side, to pass Proposition 50, which would greenlight the redistricting maps that have been redrawn to give California a shot at getting five more Democratic seats. They are outspending the opposition more than 2-1. I mean, they've spent close to $100 million so far. The no side is at about $45 million. And this is an incredible amount of money for a race that about redistricting lines, but it's become, I don't think it's necessarily gotten national attention, but it's gotten Democrats all over the country sending in and using this as the bite zone. And so this has really exploded.
It seems a little bit also about philosophy and political fights, as far as
yes,
not just about the lines, but how you feel about the move that the state's making and putting it on the ballot.
Yeah, but I mean, what we have here is Texas moved to redistrict seats in order to get more Republicans. And they did that out of the usual order. You know, usually you wait till after a census, and they made no bones about it. And that prompted Gavin Newsom, the governor, to say, to counter and say, well, we're going to do it too. Now, the philosophy here is control, or an attempt to control the House of Representatives, because that's what this is really about. It's not about something going on in California. It's about something going on in the nation. And yes, it's philosophical. But the flip side is, the no side is saying, okay, yeah, that, well, we're not happy with what Texas is doing, but we have a nonpartisan way of drawing these lines. Voters have went for it twice. And two wrongs don't make a right. The Republicans might be doing something wrong, but our wrong doesn't make it better. And Megan, that's where the fight is, because polling shows, I'm talking to the people on the yes side, and they have it at 54% yes, 34% no, the rest are undecided. Okay, that favors the Democrats. But a second poll done by a nonpartisan Cook Political Report took a closer look at that and found that while 50% of the voters support the idea of greenlighting the redistricting and fighting the Republicans in that manner, half of that is soft. People aren't necessarily convinced. They have doubts. They have questions about it. And that's why the Democrats are spending like crazy and campaigning like crazy, because they have got to get those soft voters out to the polls and voting in their direction, or else they lose.
Does it seem unusual to you that so many people are undecided or in that soft camp?
No, I do. When I talk to people, you know, on one, they don't like Trump. They don't like the Republican control. They don't like what Texas and other states are doing. They feel that's all wrong. But there's a part of them that feels that California is doing has been doing it correctly, and we shouldn't go down to their level. That's it. And that's why you have sort of President Obama, former President Obama, on the airwaves supporting the measure to sort of tell Democrats that it's okay, that you're not giving up your principles. It's a short one. It's a one-timer. It's going to be for the next three election cycles, and then we're going to go back to the nonpartisan. So I would guess that, you know, this is an emotional one. People, you know, they don't like the Republicans. They don't like Trump, but they don't necessarily like changing California's rules in order to fight him.
Often emotions are what get people out to the polls, right?
Yes, it's either emotions or your wallet. In this case, it's not a wallet issue. But yes, it's emotions that get you out to the poll, and it's lack of emotion that leaves you sitting at home. And that's why when I was talking to one of the Yes campaign managers, they said our goal is to get people as riled up as we can about Trump, get them off their backsides, out and voting. We've got to do that. We've got to make people feel this. We can't just intellectualize this. They've got to feel it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.